Christ, thank you for these who have given of themselves, Lord, and made themselves available to be your messengers and ambassadors of love and grace and truth. We pray that you would strengthen these as they share, that they would speak, Holy Spirit, with your words, that we would have ears to hear them, eyes to see the great ministry and work they've done, minds to understand, God, what they're speaking to us, and most especially hearts to receive the gift of your words through them this morning. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Is this better?
Okay. My name is Rhett. This is my first year going on the mission trip, unfortunately, because it was really fun. I wish I had gone the past years. So there were two churches there, in case you didn't know. There was our church, and there's also a church from Minnesota. And the guys from Minnesota, they were really cool. They were very funny. I was in the sports camp, part of the Youth Works ministry. In sports camp, we basically just played basketball the whole time, and the kids really liked me because I was a good basketball player, and I could dunk for them, and they really liked that. Continuing on that, we had a theme for sports camp. Youth Works did, I mean, not us, but every single week, they had a theme. They were spelling out the word athlete for every week. Last week, before we arrived, was attitude. And when we got there, our theme was teamwork. So we really focused all of our games on team-based games, like 5-on-5, 3v3, that kind of stuff. And lots of the kids there at OSC were a lot older, so they didn't really like climbing on me. But during lunchtime, there were a lot of smaller kids, and they really liked climbing on me. It's really something else when you see how much the kids in Lodgegrass like to touch you. Because the kids around here aren't as like physical with you as the kids in Lodgegrass. It's really something else. So I compare the sports camp in Lodgegrass to a basketball camp that we have at Richland High School. And the kids at the Richland High School basketball camp, like I'd be lucky if I got a high five out of one of them. But the kids from the sports camp were always jumping on you, and they're always like hugging you and climbing on your back, asking for piggyback rides. It's really great. And it really like touched my heart that kids could be like that. I hope next year I get to be in kids club because it's a lot younger kids. I'll be able to play with them a lot more. And it's just, I like when the kids, like, I like helping the kids out, playing with them. It's really fun. Overall, I thought the mission trip was a great time. Learned a lot of life lessons. And I'm really looking forward to going again next year. I'm also kind of sad that next year will be my last year. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, and I'm going to be an incoming junior this year, so this was my second trip. But for this year's mission trip, as you probably already know, we had a theme on top of a theme. We had the theme set upon us by the organization YouthWorks, and then a separate theme given by Steve. The theme presented by YouthWorks, which was the good life, made you think out of your comfort zone. The simple little phrase, the good life, added to the information your eyes were showing your brain, didn't seem to add up. In fact, it made the equation even more complex when you looked away from their materials and looked at them. Most of the kids there had a love that could be seen on their faces. They didn't care about how their front yards looked or their paint, or that their paint was peeling. They didn't let that affect who they were. They were friendly and outgoing even when you literally just walked into their life and they knew you were going to walk out in a week too. They were all about the friendships, and that right there is close to what Steve assigned us, relationships. Now, there were many relationships made that week. There was a relationship between us and the kids, slash community, the relationships between us and the other church, the relationships between us and the staff, and the relationships between us as a group. But in that list, I missed the most important one, our relationship between us and God. Now, I'm probably going only to get through the kids in the community, so let me start with our relationships between us and the kids. The kids love us. What else can I say? A community member told us that the kids count the number of days till we show up. Now, that can mean two things. Either we are really, really bad, or we are really, really good. That answer is obvious to me when certain kids meet us as we pile out of the vans and start unpacking. Now, along with the kids, there were adults. It seems to work that way. One in particular was Susan. Our work group, which consisted of Amy, Andrew, Anna, Brecken, Ella, Nathan, Robert, and Russ, and of course me, had the privilege of building a deck for the back of her house. On the second day of work projects, Susan decided to feed us a lunch of buffalo round steaks. While we ate the buffalo steaks, we stood around and talked to Susan. During that period of time, we had the opportunity to talk about the flavor and texture of buffalo versus beef, buffalo being sweeter but beef being more tender. Another talking point was focused on the different tribal dances and the black magic that was woven into them, and how our family had stopped participating in them once they became Christians. We also talked about the Crow language and the similarities found in the Bible. Here's a fun fact. The word for hairy in the Bible is the same as in the Crow language. In fact, Susan told us of a group of Christian Crow women that she knew who went to Israel, and while they were there, had some Israeli women come up to them as they were praying and ask them like where they were from, because they could understand so much of their language, but not all of it. It's just some of it was similar, some of it wasn't at all. And so I'm probably out of time right now, but I'll answer the one question my mom asked me every time I returned from a trip such as this. Was it worth it? And I'd say yes, because of the difference we made and the difference it made in us. Thank you for your time.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and actually I'm going to be reading today for Amy Spurline. She was one of the other adults that went on our trip, but she wasn't able to be here today. So what I'm reading are her words, not mine. So when I say I'm Amy, okay? The theme of our mission trip to Lodge Grass was the good life. We were unsure of exactly what that meant as we started our week together, but the true meaning of the good life became clear as the week went on. Working side by side, we learned how God intended us to live good and full lives by having relationship not only with God, but with others. Unfortunately, I, Amy, tend to be a Martha, and my love language is acts of service. Having been raised by two parents who grew up on farms, I am no stranger to hard work. Going into our week at Lodge Grass, I thought about all the things we could and would do for the people living there. I was excited to make a difference, to do for others. Boy, was this Martha wrong about what we were truly there to do and experience. Yes, we did for others, but God used the week to bring about something more powerful and beautiful than painted buildings and pulled weeds. For won't the paint chip again and the weeds grow back? Yes, they will, but the relationships were made tov. Tov is a word in the Hebrew language. It means beautiful and good and working the way it was created to. In Genesis 1, Tov is used 7 times to describe how God sees the stars, oceans, flowers, fish, birds, bears, and even bugs. After calling them good, God created the very first people, and it wasn't just Tov, it was very Tov. Over the course of my week at Lodgegrass, I was abundantly blessed to see and learn that it was our relationship with each other and the people of Lodgegrass that was Tov. The time we spent together listening to each other, learning from each other, praising and worshiping God together was very Tov. It was beautiful and good and working the way God created it to be. We were caring for and loving each other. Adrian is an elder of the Epsaliki tribe living in and around Lodgegrass. He is one of the custodians at the Lodgegrass school that we stayed at. Every day, the youth would help to paint the hallways, wash desks, and move furniture out into the hallway so the floors could be cleaned and waxed. We laughed and joked as we served in love. But again, the power and beauty wasn't found in the work completed. It was found in our relationship with Adrian. Adrian embraced us all as if we were his own people. He shared his wisdom so that we might grow to better understand how the good life is pursued and found and lived. He talked of the God Almighty, who he is, how he is always there for us, and how much he loves us. He talked of being right in your heart, of choosing God's way even when the world would have you do otherwise. He talked of how we should treat each other and the importance of talking with God every day, and so much more. I get tears in my eyes just thinking of how he loved us by spending his time and energy to help us as we helped him. That's relationship. The way that Jesus invites us to love each other. Not a passive, when it's convenient kind of love, but the kind of love that is sacrificial and risky. That's the good life. Then there was Susan. Susan is another elder in the Epsaliki tribe. She has faced ridicule and scorn for worshiping our God, but she boldly professes her faith and love in and of him to all. I will never forget her serving us buffalo steaks for lunch and praying in her own language as we held hands in a circle. As she prayed, I understood in my heart that we are truly all one people. I will never forget holding hands and looking into each other's eyes as we shared our stories of losing loved ones to cancer. I will never forget her sharing with me the journey of her son to becoming a Christian, or me sharing my fears in making mistakes as a Christian parent. Both of us chose to become involved with each other's joys and sorrows. We took risks. That's relationship, the way that God intended us to have the good life. I went to Lodgegrass thinking that the week was about serving others by doing things for them. I thank God for obliterating that false notion. I came home a different person with a new understanding of the good life God has planned for us. The life God has invited us to is deep and meaningful, sometimes difficult, but beautifully good. When we trust God, follow Jesus, and love others, that is what the kingdom on earth looks like. Putting ourselves on the line for others, having relationship with others, is living the good life that God created us for.
Thanks, Amy. All right, I'm Zeke, and this is my third year going to Lodgegrass. So we're talking about doing life together. So I'm going to talk about a couple examples from doing that with people in Lodgegrass. So I was working on work projects, and we were scraping a house and then painting it. And it was for this lady named Ava, and she was really, really good to us and hospitable. And she took us into our house and said, whenever you guys need a break, come in, get some water, go to the bathroom. And she really did life together. She took in grandkids, kids, or her kids, her nephews, just a lot of family, and packed them into her house. And the house we were painting was like a little shed thing, and she was fixing it up for her nephew, I think. And that was just a really cool thing to see, because a lot of people don't have everything in Lodgegrass, and these older people take them in and take care of them and even fix up their own little house for them. So that was really cool. You don't see that kind of love everywhere. I mean, it's a really cool thing to see. So another thing that was cool was got to hang out with some kids that I met the previous year in sports camp. A kid named Ty, he came and hung out with us. We ate ice cream and just hung out. It's kind of awkward because we were just like sitting at a table and eating and just like staring at each other. And I was like, okay, this is kind of weird, but it was actually really cool because doing life together isn't just helping out. It's being there for each other, even if you're not talking. It's hanging out with each other and supporting each other. And I think Ty was really cool in that way because he came out and hung out with us multiple days, and it was just good to be with each other. And I think we were both pretty content with just sitting there and hanging out. You don't see love from kids in our community all the time like you see love from kids in Lodgegrass. They just love on you even if you don't really do anything. You just say hi or whatever, and they're clinging to you the whole time. It's pretty cool. I hung out with a girl named Shani one day, and we were best friends for the day. She gave me a bracelet. It was really sweet, and it was really cool that she just cling to me, even though I just read to her and just kind of hung out. And I think we all really did life together this week, and just hanging out with each other and being with each other and serving under Jesus. And I think we, as a group, will continue to do life together each year in Lodgegrass and here in our community through VBS we did last week and other opportunities we will have going forward. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Nathan. This was my second year going and my second year on work projects. And so on our work site, the first day we were pulling weeds, and that's something that most people would look at and be like, no thank you. But while we were doing it, we had a lot of fun in our group. We were just talking and just goofing around while we were pulling the weeds, and I feel like God put it in our hearts that even though we're doing something so tedious and we're not going to get it done, we can do it together and we can have fun while doing it. So for that day, I didn't really get to meet Susan that well. I heard her talking to Russ mostly, but then the second day, I got to see her more and listen to her, and she was wonderful. She just opened up her heart to us and let us be with her and eat with her and be able to serve her. We got to build starting of a porch for her, and Russ and Daniel were just, they helped a lot. They're the two that planned it, and they built it, and they had fun. They helped us. They made us have fun, and it was a good experience. So part of what Susan was saying is that in the Bible, some of the people represent, like, she looks at them as if they're tribes, and that when they go stray off from God, they always get led on course. And she thinks that now, with all of the things happening in tribes today, that God is going to redirect them to him. And that made me think that there's hope for everyone, that everyone's going to be led back because of God and the people that he's chosen. And then, so another thing I saw in Susan was that she just had joy. She let us, her hospitality was amazing. She just let us sit and watch as she did stuff and listen to her. She didn't care if we got it done completely, because she knew that it would get done. But she knew that life together was more important than getting that porch done for us. So on our second day, as we were building the porch and fixing up her front railing, she brought out an amp and plugged in her phone and played us some music. And it helped me, because I like listening to music while I do stuff. And I was just kind of like getting down and being sort of like, I don't want to do this anymore. But then when she started to play it, it made me feel better and ready to work. And then we got it, we started to do it, and it was like a breath of fresh air just to hear that. And she introduced us to a new band called Elevation Worship, and she talked about them and how they're just normal people, and that God chose them to be there for other people while they do work or other things. And I just saw that she had a passion for being a host and being able to let us do whatever to build her porch and weed, and just she was just there with us and watching us and just helping us out. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Michaela, and I'm going to be a senior. This was my first mission trip, so I was like super excited but really nervous, because everyone's like, oh, the kids like just love you. They went piggyback rides all the time. And I was like, but I don't know any of them. And like, it's something like out of the box, so you have to be like different. Like right now, I'm speaking in front of a lot of people. So like when we first got there, these two girls came into our room, and they weren't really supposed to be in our room, but it was okay because Kelly was in there and they loved Kelly. And they came up and they were telling us all about how they have like Miss Kelly and Miss John. And so we were sitting there listening to them, and I was like, oh, what are you guys' names? And they're sisters, and they're like, unknown. We are not going to tell you our names because we're too cool. And they're very sassy girls. I found out their names were Kylie and Casey. And that's Casey. And they were like 10 and 12. And so I ended up getting to be with them all week and like playing basketball, because that's all they like to do there. And I played basketball, so it was kind of fun. We played volleyball, they did my hair, and we just like talked about like teamwork and how like they love to be outside and like enjoy the weather and like enjoy like just anybody in the community. Like they can make friends with anybody. And then there was another church, like as you guys have heard, like from Minnesota. And I was like, okay, this is a lot of people. We had like 13 people in our group. There was like 50 of them. They just kept coming in. I was like, are they ever gonna stop coming in? And there was like 40 girls. And so there was only 4 girls in our group. So we're like, okay, now we're outnumbering the guys again. Nice. And so they all came in and we started talking with them. They were kind of weird. They said like rut beer and stuff. And we're like, I think that's root beer, but that's cool. And then one day we got to help out in the library before we went to OSU, which is like the sports camp where we play basketball the whole 3 hours. And we were sitting there and we were supposed to be like organizing the elementary books and stuff, but that doesn't always like sound the funnest. So when you get to start talking to the Minnesotas, they were from Mankato, which is I guess really small, and they had like no restaurants there. They had like a Red Robins and that was it. We're like, so what do you guys eat throughout the day? They're like, frozen yogurt is all we have. And we're telling them everything we have, like all the Walmarts, Yolks, and they were like, these are such weird names. And they were just like so impressed, and like by our school size, they're like, our school size is like 500 per class. And they're like, that's like our whole town. Like, that means you know everybody. I thought we were small. And then, so we got to hang out with them. Like, there was seven of them in the OSC group. So we got to, like, got really close with them. Like, you've heard, like, we are really close with them because, like, we're a weird church group, and they're even weirder. So it was kind of cool to find someone different than us. So at OSC, we got to play, like, we got to talk about teamwork and stuff. And so they said that, like, teamwork with them was, like, on the court. They, like, didn't have a lot of teamwork. So we had to, like, make goals with the kids. Like, okay, teamwork is, like, knowing everyone's name or, like, passing the ball to someone else besides yourself. And they had to learn that they're not the only ones on the team and that it's important to have everyone there. And they realized that it's important on the team and in your family and with Jesus. So they decided that they would make goals, and they told me that they would keep them until I came back next year. They also asked me to stay a whole nother month, so I was really glad that I actually made relationships because I was really scared that I wouldn't. They also said that I should come back next year or they would be really upset. I asked them if they would remember me. They said they would remember my hair, not my name. I'm so glad that I got to go, and they showed me what the good life really meant, that you don't need anything, like, inside. You just need your friends and your family outside and a smile, like Adrian said, who was one of the older folks there. I'm really glad that you guys have supported us and prayed for us as we've gone on this journey. I really enjoyed my experience, and I really wish I could have gone earlier. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michaela, and thank you, kids. We're going to just close our time together in prayer, if you'll join me. Lord Christ, we are filled up. Our cups overflow. Thank you for the witness that we've heard this day. Witness of evangelism comes through words and maybe more importantly through actions. God, we are proud of these young people. What a great calling you put on them. And what great faithfulness and obedience, Lord, they have shown in serving and following you. Lord, you brought children into your, sometimes into your lap, certainly into your small group. And you said about these young people, unless we, as you were talking to the disciples, them, have faith like these children, then we will not enter into the kingdom. So God, these young people serve as a model and an example for us today of the kind of faith you require, faith and obedience to serve and enjoy and to love and dispense, Lord, your mercy to all people. And so certainly they have heard and will continue to hear our praise of their work, but more importantly, Lord Christ, we pray that they would hear from you, your well done, good and faithful servants. Through Christ our